Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Show me his milk, grazing in the grass.
Step 14 now. You heard us talk about bright pink on this show before. And Dave, is it your niece or your daughter-in-law that's involved with bright
daughter-in-law.
Pink? Your daughter-in-law.
Yes.
And your daughter-in-law, Brooke, who has been in here before, is not here today. And why is that? Because she didn't want me to talk again about the fact that you'd like to be a grandfather?
I don't think that's why she's not here. She had...
Is Brooke avoiding me?
No, she's not avoiding you, Steve.
Last time Brooke was in, I showed her 5,000 pictures of Abigail Grace.
Oh, you did. That's right.
Yes, you did.
And did you say something like, get to work? Or
I just said,
started?
If you're unclear on the process, I can talk to your husband.
Right.
Because I just met her. I think she was a little creeped out.
I think
that's probably a safe statement.
Yeah.
She's not here this morning.
But thankfully, the good news is the Bright Pink folks are having an event coming up, and we want you to know about it. And we got a new mom in studio, relatively speaking. New mom for a year.
Yes, 1 year as of August 29th.
And what's the little rock star's name?
Her name's Levi.
That's cool.
Cool name.
Her favorite pair of pants? Where did the name come from?
You know what? We didn't know if we were having a boy or a girl, and we just thought Levi would be great either way, and it was even more special that it was a girl.
It's cool. Tell everybody your name.
My name's Carly Feinstein.
And
thanks for having me.
Vice President of Brand and Experience for Bright Pink.
Yes, that's true.
All right, so you guys take this annual gala fundraiser thing, and you do it a little differently, which I like.
Good. We like it, too.
Yeah. So tell us what's happening, where and when.
So on September 27th, we're inviting Chicagoans to join us at Changemakers, which is Bright Pink's version of a benefit. We're going to be gathering the community to hear from three inspirational speakers on innovation that's happening in fields of women's health, in consumer branding, really what it is that makes something innovative in order to engage women and make them do something different. And in Bright Pink's world, that means make them make a health behavior change, which is a hard thing to do. So we're going to be featuring speakers from IBM Watson Health, also from Outcome Health locally here, our very own Shraddha, and then also James Tony, who is Bright Pink's, one of Bright Pink's members of our board of directors, is going to be speaking about what makes Bright Pink so unique in our ability to translate complicated health information and make it actionable for young women.
And is this because women don't take good enough care of themselves?
I think that's true. I also think that women haven't often been given the credit to understand how to take action. And so what's really important for us is in the midst of or at the end of National Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month, which is September, and right before Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we're able to highlight the work that Bright Pink's doing to transition awareness into action. We talk about the fact that awareness is good and all, but it's not enough. It requires being actively engaged in your own health to make a change. And so Bright Pink, as we're focused on prevention and early detection, we see it as especially important during these times of year to highlight how women can take action.
Women have to definitely do their annual checks as well. Ovarian cancer is one of the, if not the hardest cancers to detect.
It is. It's known as the silent killer because often symptoms go undiagnosed or confused until it's too late. And that's because symptoms can be confusing, but there are symptoms. And so it's important to understand your body, know what those symptoms are, monitor for them, and then speak up when there are changes.
So the symptoms in specifics for women that are troubling, because you'll go to your general practitioner and they mean well,
right?
But they're seeing a million people a day and you may be presenting with things that could be other things.
Right.
So
of
if
course.
That inner voice is telling you, no, there's something really wrong here, what do you want women to do?
So first of all, some of the primary symptoms, they can be really confusing, like you just mentioned. Prolonged bloating, feeling the need to urinate frequently, abdominal pain. These are
which
things,
is like every day.
Right. These are things that we as women feel often. But the important thing to notice is that we're talking about these symptoms existing or persisting or worsening for 2 to 3 weeks. So it's not just after a big meal or with your menstrual cycle. And so the important thing, we want women to not only notice these symptoms, but actually ask the question, could it be my ovaries? We're giving women the tool to actually plant that seed. It's not that their doctor wouldn't know, but sometimes we just need to be reminded. And so what we're hoping to do is help avoid maybe being sent to someone in GI for something that could potentially be concerning, because we know when detected early, ovarian cancer can be very, very treatable. So when detected early, the 5-year survival rate can be greater than 92%.
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah,
absolutely. Now, what are your thoughts on, I think we talked about this one other time before, since it is so hard to determine, the testing, the BRCA testing, the CA125 that a lot of women try, but unfortunately it is, you know, one of those diseases you have to wait until it's detected. What are your thoughts on the early testing?
Yeah, so what's really difficult with ovarian cancer is we don't have a mammogram or a pap smear equivalent in this space. So there is no early detection test. There are diagnostic tests. But so because of that, we think, first of all, it's very important to know your risk. With ovarian cancer, 25% of ovarian cancers are familial or hereditary, which is a greater percentage than breast cancer. So just having a family history of ovarian cancer is a good indicator that you might be at risk and makes you a good candidate for genetic testing. So on our website at brightpink.org/ovarian self-aware, we have a very simple yes-no question series that helps you understand what you should do based on your family history of ovarian cancer. And for those that say, yes, I have a family history of ovarian cancer, it might be recommended that that you go through testing to understand your own risk. And that's testing for the BRCA mutation, but there are also other mutations that are associated with ovarian cancer risk.
And it's an easy test, too, because last time I came in, because my grandmother had ovarian cancer, and right. I took the test. I think it took, 2 minutes to complete. So go on the website and do it.
Yes, yes. That's our risk assessment. And so by visiting brightpink.org/ovarian self-aware, based on if you answer yes or no, we'll give you very easy tools to take that next step in managing your risk. We also have an option that says, I don't know my family history, help me ask them. And it populates an email that you can easily send over to your family to collect that information.
That's really great.
We want to make it as easy as possible. This is too important to be confusing. So we're here to break it down for
you. And the best way to help the cause right out of the gate is to support the event. So again,
yes.
September 27th.
September 27th, we're going to be hosting the event at Venue 610 on South Michigan. And it's going to be 5:30 to 8:30. We'll have cocktails and appetizers, an hour to an hour and a half long program of quick inspirational talks, an opportunity to support our work, and then a dessert reception following. So please join us at Changemakers.
Cool. It's not going to take up your whole night.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
Well done by you. And congrats on little baby Levi.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, nice. Nice to see you.
Thanks so much for having me. And remember, visit brightpink.org/changemakers to buy those Changemaker tickets.
And go to brightpink.org anytime.